Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the second qualifier contest recording for GGW6. First off, I'm going to start out with Aeris. Here we go. I definitely think you do a wonderful job at keeping the audience attracted to your work. Despite its length, I really didn't have a problem whatsoever with getting through this. I do have some complaints, though. You have some particularly strange comma usage, which quite frankly amounts to splicing. You need to get that under control. Also, this may just be a typo, but writing in all caps is never necessary. We have the exclamation point for a reason, and you even used it! My other concern is, while this may be completely due to the fact that this is part of something larger, I really had no reason to care about what was going on to your character. The setup of this cruel person wasn't there. I get that he's an asshole, but I have no reason to feel like I should punch him in the face and slit his throat, which, quite frankly, I'm looking for when it comes to some nice villainy. Swack time, maybe swag time, depending on whether your Q's or G's. I'll give you some credit for stringing together a story in poetic form, but dear God, there are problems. For one, do not write in all capitals. It doesn't add emphasis like everyone thinks, it just makes the writer look like an idiot. Second, periods, and apostrophes for that matter, should still mean what they ought to mean. More importantly though, you really, and I mean really, forced the rhyme scheme in this, to the point that it made some lines just downright awkward. That will always make for bad poetry. If you have to force it, then just don't do it. Now, moving on to the entertainment value side of things. This piece was just a straight-up misfire. It's 11 pages of fluff, in my opinion. To continue to give credit where credit is due, I do think that a child would enjoy this piece and get a kick out of it. The problem is, you're not submitting to a child. You're submitting to a man who's 26 and a physicist and wants some collection of deep imagery, purpose, and entertainment. This may come off as particularly harsh, but really this attitude kind of sums it up nicely. When you write like a child, I'll give this piece the attention span of a child, which means by this evening, I won't remember anything about this piece whatsoever. Je te souviens. I'm always going to say your name like that, by the way. Sorry, that's going to roll. I feel like I'm repeating myself here when I say writing in fragments just isn't cool. There were plenty of places in this piece where sloppy grammar was used for no clear reason. I mean, sometimes I get it. There are just certain places and situations where bending the rules seems to be the only option. But that was not the case here. You really need to work on that because to me, it's just distracting. You definitely brought something more to the table this time, though, with deeper subject content and far more character development. But I have to say, the hook was pretty slow and could use a great deal of refinement. In some places, it took me a bit more time than usual to couple pronouns to a character, which also doesn't help with the early goings of any piece. So that's something to think about as well. All in all, I'm happy to see some improvement being made here, but I still think there are a few dials that could be cranked up if you catch my drift. TLM. This is a definite improvement over your first round submission. However, the middle section needs work in my opinion, because it leaves the poetic realm for something far less dignified. A list. These sections are particularly dangerous to me because they tend to degrade the emotion of the piece, and that is what happened here. While you were certainly sounding off issues of sadness, the nature of the execution itself undermined the words that you wrote. On the positive side, this work had development. Quite frankly, your first one didn't. And while this topic isn't exactly innovative, the you that is in you is coming out a bit more this round for sure. Regisky 911, or Regisky, or however the hell you pronounce it. Finally, I get a piece with grit and entertainment. I definitely like this one. It was engaging, it had actual development. However, you have a lot of grammatical issues in this one that opened the door for your competitors. You have a lot of fragments and non-sentences littering this piece, in addition to just poor style choices that makes refined writers cringe. While this was also certainly creative, it was also fairly predictable past a certain point, which may be something for you to think about in the future. Definitely wrangle in those grammatical issues, particularly fragments, and maintain that level of entertainment, and I think you'll do very well here. King Frank 4. I'm sorry, King, but this piece is as cookie cutter as it gets. For your sake, I truly hope this wasn't a real love poem, because you left all of the emotion out of the piece and just told us about it like some after-the-fact after-school special. Why should I care about that face if you don't paint the picture and tell me what that face actually is? The answer is I shouldn't, I didn't, and I sure as shit don't. There were also a lot of typos in this, which considering its length is just unacceptable. To put it bluntly, I'm critical of this work because it barely scratches the surface of what poetry is all about. And that, my friend, is life. You left all of the life out of this. You need to go back and inject some into it for your own sake. Without it, I'm quite frankly afraid your love life is doomed. Affirmed reality. I actually went back and read PK's crit after reading this. Of course, I couldn't agree more. The fragmented beginning definitely didn't help your cause. Even though it sets the mood, executing it properly is important. I believe the best way to put it is that you created a list and not necessarily an intro with that. Even after the edits, the problem wasn't really resolved. Aside from the minor grammatical issues lingering about this piece, I do like the power you put into it. With a little tweaking, this could have been downright magical, but it's a positive start. Just keep in mind that I'm a stickler for execution. If I see sloppy grammar, I'm going to call it over and over and over and over, yes, redundant, and over again. Rein in the dissonance, and you'll undoubtedly improve. I'm definitely a fan of the power, even if the emotion is sad and depressing, and makes me go, aw, that's so sad and depressing. PK, lol panda, welcome back. This is definitely one of those ones where you have written a story between the lines that is perhaps even better than the story itself. I'm not quite sure if that's a good thing or not yet, but you definitely bank some mad entertainment points. There are very few things to complain about in this, except for perhaps the fact that nothing gritty actually happens. Once again, all of that lies in between the lines. Perhaps the most enjoyable part about this was how it completely destroyed and humiliated useless, cliché, shitty action and all of the baggage associated with it. It makes fun of everything wrong with those sequences and bundles the rest up in a unique little package. You've attacked the boring desert and won. You're making fun of the process, and that in and of itself is placing you back in top form. Solar, this was okay, but not really fantastic. You definitely improved your grammar a great deal, as I don't really have much to complain about there. In fact, I really have nothing worth bringing up in that category at all. My problem lies with the entertainment value. This was beyond predictable, and beyond not in the sense of better. I knew about 10% of the way through this piece that the narrator was going to end up being an animal of some sort. I'm very pleased that you wrangled in your grammatical irregularities, but this just needed more. Even with the ending staying the same, I would have liked to see a bit more of embracing that psycho-stalker theme to draw out the edge. This just comes out as completely flat. Rent is love. Well, you were certainly right about the grammatical things lingering in this piece. I'm not a big fan of one-word sentences, and there are definitely punctuation issues and typos that can be removed. In better news, this piece surprised me. Its hook was relatively weak, which had me concerned. However, this piece held a lot of emotion that carried all the way to the end. It brought the grit, which is good. In terms of plot, I'd say the gender thing was a little hard to follow, and coupled with all the typos, created a few awkward reread demanding spots. All in all, I like the way you developed this, and with some much more active learning in the sport of editing, you can improve a great deal. 2 Pound. You always seem to know how to bust out some great-ass poetry. For those of you who get complaints about flow and line breaks, you should take a lesson from 2 Pound, because this man just has the raw motherfucking talent to deliver it. In the Pokemon world, he would be straight up Gary motherfucking Oak. Really, My only source of complaining in this is that I want to see more. You know, excitement, I guess, is the word. I definitely think you're getting there. I just need a teeny bit more. But by the way, I love musical connections. Warden's Mistress. I'm being brutally honest when I say that this piece has a lot of problems. There are a lot of spelling errors in this, which absolutely forms the basis for a flat-out negative opinion. I cannot stress enough how important it is to have your work look professional in a public setting. Use of sorta and kinda in narration doesn't add color to a piece. They just make you look ignorant. Punctuation is a big problem too, particularly coupled with quotation marks and the ever-problematic comma. There were many, many, many comma splices, especially in the first chapter, that need to be dealt with because they dramatically tank the hook. On the positive side of the fence, I feel like you have ideas in your head that you can transfer to paper and are worth writing down, but you absolutely have to work on your execution. The power of this piece reared its head in Chapter 3, but all of the errors along the way made it a chore to get to that point, and that's never a good thing, and it's definitely something you have to think about going forward in terms of keeping your audience entertained so they actually get to the part that matters. Dreamy. Meh. I can really sum this one up with one word. Flat. For a concept that could have gone somewhere, this just didn't do it for me. There was nothing particularly offensive in this piece. The hook was pretty decent, but some of the language just came off as awkward. No more a daughter, for example, just sounds strange to me, at least in terms of the language of this piece. It just didn't flow very well with the rest of the writing. The strange part about this piece is that you brought some grit, but it still just doesn't feel like it. The best way I can describe the execution of this work is like this. Somewhere along the way, you put up some bulletproof glass between the audience and the piece. I can see inside and look at the words and all that jazz, but I don't feel anything. I don't get to experience the character's emotions, and that just leaves me feeling a bit empty. Utora. This was well written, with few typos, but I do have things to complain about. Obviously, when do I not have things to complain about? I hate parentheticals in fiction. They're great in scientific lit, but if you have to use them in fiction, my experience, 90% of the time, the shit inside them isn't worth the paper it's written on. My real complaint with this, though, is in entertainment and creativity. This was a scene out of a cheesy 70s sitcom. One of those pre-civil rights ones, but after I Love Lucy ended, where, you know, women work in the, you know, workplace, obviously, but still were using the old school tricks. Most importantly, though, I'm sorry, this was just pretty boring. There was very little development. The entire expanse of the character face space was superficial. Admittedly, this could work for some people. And I'm all for that. Your style and your editing and all that shit is really in place. And this moves into the subjective category of what works for me. And this, quite frankly, just didn't work for me. I'm super stoked and impressed with your writing skills, but you need to think about injecting a little bit more into your short stories. Selby, my apologies for making you wait until the end. I know you hate it, but there's a rant coming after this that really can only be done following your piece and at the end of the file. So I'm sorry. This was a marketed improvement, but there's still a lot of work to be done. You've certainly wrangled in the grammatical things for this piece, and your flow has improved a little. Particularly in that jokes are stinging stanza. But for the most part, your flow's just still off. You kept the rhyme, but the beat wasn't there. There was also a strong reliance on me to nail your rhyme scheme, which comes off as a bit repetitive. However, for something that essentially amounts to a love poem, I'll give this credit for being an upbeat, moderately creative way of doing it. So I'm proud of your improvement. I just wish there was a bit more imagery there to go along with it. In addition, there were some word choice issues that I think could have boosted some style shiznit. Finally, narcoleptic didn't fit in this piece at all. At least if you define fit as being more than a word ending in IC, which I find somewhat funny because you posted on the forum as to how well it fit. But whatever. That's not really your fault now, is it? Which brings me to my rant and the other point of discussion. You can all trust me when I say that there are more things running through my brain right now than just this wasn't okay. But seriously, this wasn't okay. I understand that people like to challenge each other and whatnot, but during GGW is not the time for contestants to introduce side challenges. Solar, quite frankly, you really should have checked with me on this before throwing up an alternate prize. Had you done so, I would have killed it on the spot. This contest isn't about what you want to see, and you have no idea what hell you could have put me through had this grown into something bigger. I cannot feasibly express how happy I am that only one person embraced this challenge, so I didn't have to see goddamn entry after goddamn entry pitifully attempting to include some godforsaken damn shit that I, the judge of the contest, don't give a flying fuck about. Now, I'm just going to put in this aside. Selby, your piece was not a goddamn piece of shit. So, you're good. Back to the point. I shouldn't have to explain why this could have caused assholes of problems later down the road, but I guess I do. Let's consider the fictional universe in which, say, 5 people included narcoleptic in their shit just to bank 20k from Solar. Now, let's say they all score poorly because I just don't give a shit about it, thought it was forced, and was utterly pointless. What's stopping them from saying to me, "Hey Wing, you didn't like this and I got a low score, but that's because another contestant put up this prize and I thought it was all good. Don't factor in my poor decision making and poor writing skills, because now I'm just concerned that she may have done it on purpose to screw me. And I bought into it because I'm a greedy little turd." The reason why this contest has been around for as long as it has is because I just haven't ever put the AGWC in a position to be exposed to such claims. People in the past have issued tangent challenges. However, those individuals weren't competing. They were judges. I have also, on occasion, embraced others' ideas for rounds. Once again, a big however, those were issued on my terms and at my discretion. Long story short, you should have sought my okay, because I would have said no. And you should count your damn lucky stars that this didn't blow up into something more than it could have. Take this one down, commit it to memory. If you want to see the word narcoleptic in your piece, then put it in your own goddamn piece. Here's another fact that we can all enjoy. There are places for challenges unrelated to the AGWC. They're called your own goddamn contests. When it comes to this thread, your submissions, and how they perform here, the only person that y'all have to worry about is me. Now get the flying fuck off my audio file and thank the mother effing hippie gods that y'all caught me in a good mood.